kids who are incarcerated in Wisconsin are getting letters from people who support them, even though they've never met. It started as a national effort called Care Mail. Volunteers want to offer kids in custody some encouragement, especially during the pandemic, as they've lost other connections. Lance Horseski is the assistant administrator for Wisconsin's Division of Juvenile Corrections. He talked about these letters with WPR host Keely Baltina.
The National Care Mail program started in April. How did people wind up writing to kids in custody here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so we developed a partnership with Dane County Restorative Justice. The Peacemaker Volunteers got organized, and we developed a partnership to have those volunteers start writing letters to youth who are in secure custody at our Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake facility. And so they've developed a group that has collectively started writing letters to youth, ensuring every youth at the facility gets a letter at least once a week.
Did you just say ensuring every youth at the facility gets a letter at least once a week?
That is correct. So several volunteers write multiple letters to multiple youth, but we do have a commitment to make sure every youth gets at least one letter.
And what does that do for kids? I mean, what's their response to that? Because that's a lot of communication that otherwise wouldn't happen necessarily.
Yeah, it's a great connection beyond kind of their family connections that they're having more video contacts right now, but it connected them to the broader community of volunteers that are reaching out, really letting kids know kind of what's happening in the community, but something about them as a person, but also letting the community know that they care about these kids and they care about their futures and really encourage them to engage in the programming and get on a better track.
Yeah, what is kids' response to the fact that now they have these pen pals that they've never met before?
So we haven't gotten feedback from the youth as of yet, but there's a lot of just inquisitiveness from the kids, I think. Like, why, you know, what's the interest? And so we plan on surveying the kids in the future. We do a lot of feedback with our youth now and just get their feedback, what is working, what isn't. So, yeah, right now we're just hearing anecdotal information about curiosity from the youth, but really they a lot of the volunteers have great life stories. And it's a great opportunity to make a connection that they normally wouldn't have.
And are people still able to volunteer? If I'm hearing this and I think, wow, I'd really like to be a part of something like that, to talk to some of these kids, what options do I have?
We're new into this. And yeah, we have volunteers that are writing multiple letters. So if there's an opportunity, if someone wants to reach out to the Dane County Restorative Justice team, I think we're always looking for volunteers. We hope to sustain this over the long term. We know it's kind of a heavy lift being able to write weekly letters to, you know, 70, 80 kids a week, but it's a really important aspect to make this connection between communities and youth, despite being in secure confinement, that there's still a connection, and that connection is really important. So yes, you know, as this moves along, we will be potentially looking for more volunteers and have that opportunity in the future, we hope.
Has this kind of interaction with people outside of these facilities seemed to maybe matter more now that we have further restrictions on how we can interact and where we are because of COVID-19?
It is absolutely a new and critical piece because of the safety restrictions, because of COVID-19, like you said, that, you know, we're not able to have volunteers come into the facility. So finding these new ways to connect with youth is really important because of the lack of the ability for volunteers to come in or other service providers, that this is just another way to let kids know and to have connections with community.
And how are you dealing with that when it comes to physical and mental health for kids who are in custody when we're dealing with a contagious disease? I mean, it's sickened thousands of people in our state.
So first and foremost, we really start with education. We have healthcare staff, nurses that do a lot of education. We have videos. We have new ability to stream videos throughout the facility that kids can watch our healthcare staff interact with them personally, because we have nurses on staff that work with youth, but also have videos. So that's kind of our first point of sharing information, educating youth about the virus and how to, you know, cleanliness and all the care that we're doing, you know, why staff are wearing masks, and all those things that we're doing in a broader community, we're doing for our youth. And then second, really, we have a very strong clinical team of psychologists who really interact with youth and talk to them and interact with them and to be able to hear and process their concerns, mostly around their family. They have a lot of questions about, are they safe in their communities and what is being done? So we have a strong social work team. Our direct care staff are very well educated around this, of this, what's happening. So we have a strong clinical team that can support you with all the concerns and issues.
Lance Horsheski is the Assistant Administrator for Wisconsin's Division of Juvenile Corrections, and we're talking about supporting kids who are in custody. And one of the ways that we're doing that is a program that connects people in custody with people on the outside through letter writing. And one thing I want to ask Lance about letter writing is, how is security managed here? How do you make sure that no one takes advantage of these kids through the mail?
Right, that's a great question. That's why we're partnering with Dane County Restorative Justice Peacemakers. So that organization is well established in the Dane County community. They have volunteers that they do background checks on. And also, we also partner with the Center for Educational Excellence in Alternative Settings. So they're really the centerpiece of this, where the volunteers write letters. They're all uploaded into the database with the Center for Educational Excellence. They do a cursory review of the letters just to make sure that everything that's being written is okay and appropriate for you. And then those get forwarded on to our facility. And ultimately, the volunteers don't have the identity of the youth. So we continue with the confidentiality of these youth. So it is a one-way communication. So that's how we balance kind of the safety and the confidentiality of our youth through this process.
Have you been able to read any of the letters yourself?
I have not at this point, but the feedback that I've gotten from our deputy superintendent up at the facility is kind of a similar feedback of some of the volunteers have just amazing stories about immigrating to the United States, as an example, and telling their story, and just great stories that these kids get to read about. Yeah, I look forward to being able to read some of the letters in the future. Just haven't had the time, but the feedback that I've gotten from others is it's a very powerful communication.
Why is that so powerful, especially for these kids who are away from their families?
It's just that connection that someone is taking the time to write to them, to tell them about themselves, some of their stories, about how they care about them. I think there's a lot of power and community and volunteerism with youth that don't have much of any contact with communities. And that can be a really powerful tool in each one of these youth's recovery and journey through treatment to get back to the community.
And how many kids are in state facilities in 2020, and how many of them can receive these letters right now?
So right now, our census is around 78 youth at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, which is boys, both boys and girls. So, you know, as our census goes up and goes down, we work with our volunteers to make sure that each youth is getting a letter.
What is a good takeaway that somebody who might be listening should know about what you're trying to do here?
I think one of the key takeaways is our desire as, you know, as we go through and reform our facility up there at Lincoln Hills and really bring it to the forefront of a secure confinement treatment facility, is that having a connection to the community and having connection to family is really at the forefront of what we're trying to do with youth up there. And whether it's letter writing or kids getting Zoom calls with their families and seeing dogs in the house, you know, yes, this COVID-19 has really been a challenge in operating the facility, but there's been incredible opportunities come out of this. And like letter writing, like Zoom calls, like different connections, we found ways to get creative and continue to make connections for youth in their journey to recovery.
Lance, thank you for taking the time to explain this to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for the time. I appreciate the offer.
That was Lance Horsheski. He's the Wisconsin Division of Juvenile Corrections Assistant Administrator. He talked to WPR host Keely Baltina about Care Mail. Project organizers have tips for what to write about and what people shouldn't put in those notes. You can find more info about connecting with kids who are in confinement by visiting this story on our website. It's at WPR.org/Central Time.